Ja.
Good morning, Premier.
Yeah, hi, is Don in, please?
This is Don.
Hey, Don, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm one of the underwriting managers at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Living the dream, as I like to say. It's nonstop.
It's Friday. That's a good thing.
It never ends. Sorry. We're just like you. Business owners never sleep. I'm sure you don't end your day on Friday and thinking it ends. Do you have about 5 or 6 minutes I can take of your time?
Sure.
All right. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Okay, hit it.
It's 858-866-9102.
Okay. Gotcha.
My name is Ruben.
All right.
So, John, I've got your file here. I've got most of the things, and I'm going to probably ask you stuff that you've already honestly answered before, so I apologize if you're getting asked the same questions. The first thing I wanted to go over was generally about how much money you're looking for and a minimum and maximum right now, and then kind of take it from there. So what's the minimum and maximum you're looking for right now?
Min is about $700,000.
The minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And the maximum?
How much you got? As I explained to Matthew, we have a $700,000 line of credit with Union Bank today.
Okay.
And I would like to pay that off and get away from Union Bank as quickly as I possibly can.
So, all right. Sounds like there's something bad in the relationship. Can I ask why?
They've called the loan.
Oh, okay.
So they will refinance the loan, but it's going to be at, you know, obviously their terms, not ours, and the terms are not very acceptable.
Can I ask how your current loan is structured and what the new terms they have proposed?
The old loan was $700 line of credit at a 4.05% interest rate.
Okay.
Now the proposal is pay down that to $500,000, so give them $200,000 cash, and 6%, $18,000 a month, and then a balloon payment on January 1.
Sorry, you're a little fast for me. So you have a line of credit that's $700K, and how much is on that right now?
The full $700.
Has $700K. Okay, I'm just spiking some notes. So $700K on this line. The bank has called your loan, correct?
Yes.
Why have they called it?
Because 2015 sales weren't what they were in 2014.
All right, so they just asked you for updated financials, and they okay.
Oh yeah,
I guess
yeah.
I think it's called the loan. They got updated fins. And when is the money due?
Last week.
Okay. They got updated fins and did not like the numbers. I'm just putting some notes here. Didn't like the numbers. And have called the loan. The money is due last week. And what happens if you don't pay them? Are they just going to are they going to get, very pressure on you, or what are they going to offer you?
Their threat is they're going to come in and start selling off all of our equipment to pay down the loan.
All right, so it's getting nasty, okay? It's threatened.
It's a threat. Now, do they do it? That's the conversation they're throwing at us.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, the one of the issues I think that I've seen with, I used to be on the sales side, was it's a traditional bank. They're either your best friend or your worst enemy. There's really no middle ground. Threaten to come in and sell assets if the loan isn't paid. The loan is not paid. And I'm assuming you have like a good relationship with your loan officer. It's just their hands are tied, correct?
Our loan officer is no longer there.
Okay.
So they put us in touch with somebody else, and we've not had the same relationship with Mr. Jose that we had. So just history. We started in 2011. In 2012, we did about $6 million in sales. 2013, we did $6 million in sales. They came screaming. They came. We were banking with First Republic at the time. They came and begged for the business. So we ended up switching over to those guys.
Okay.
In 2014, we did $14 million in sales.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they loved us. In 2015, we're back down to 6.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden they're panicking. We're at the same point we were when you loved us, but now you're panicking and don't want to do business with us anymore. So okay. I'm at a loss with them.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, traditional banks, I don't agree with it, but they basically, if one bad year, one bad thing doesn't check the file, sometimes they pull funding. One question, I see that you have a debit on your account from Marlin Bank. Is that for equipment financing or leasing? Or is that
That's a water, leasing a water, you know, like a water purification system down in the plant so they can get fresh water instead of tap water.
Okay. And so your bank has proposed, but not approved, proposed to you, hey, pay down $200,000. And then if you pay down $200,000, you know, relative to revenues, then we can potentially restructure this. But that's just a kind of a best case scenario, correct?
We actually have the documents in our hands to sign.
You do. Okay. So let's
scenario.
Okay. And let me just make sure I understand this. I'm sorry for all the questions. The proposal they have, the approval they have is, pay down 200K on the line, and then what are the new terms?
And then they will finance the other 500 at $18,000 flat payment per month, and then a balloon payment on January 1 of 18 for the amount due, remaining amount due.
Okay. And then a balloon payment.
Which would be $170,000
And that's in a year and a half, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you have two bank accounts, correct?
Well, it's two companies.
Two different companies.
Same ownership, two different companies.
Oh, okay.
So we have Premier Rack Solutions, which is the manufacturing business, and then we have Premier Retail Services, which is a billing and collecting service for retailers.
Okay.
Mike and I are owners of both companies, but they are two separate companies.
Okay.
Actually, I got a document in the mail this week from Bank of Cardiff offering a line of credit for Premier Retail Services.
Yeah, we look at each company kind of on an individual basis. And last question before I let you go, have you ever, besides this loan, so what other options are you exploring besides your traditional bank and Bank of Cardiff?
That is it as of today.
Okay.
I got an email from Matthew and followed up on that. You know, I get emails every day from somebody. But I like what I saw in Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Yeah. What do you mean? Like you saw like our reviews online or something of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, I went did better Business Bureau and things like that. Where some of the other ones I was looking at didn't have as good a rating on the Better Business Bureau as you do.
Quote unquote, the Better Business Bureau is not necessarily a government sanctioned body, but we do have a lot of positive reviews. We've been in this business for 12 years, which actually makes us quite unique. The average company's been in this space less than 4 to 5, some as small as 2, and it doesn't really give them the full credit cycle, so we have a unique perspective on things. You mentioned, you know, looking at a few other companies. What do you know about the working capital loan product? Has anyone explained it to you?
No, probably not as well as you could.
Okay. What do you know so I know where to start?
Well, I mean, traditional banks, everything's based on you better have collateral to back up everything that you're borrowing.
Okay.
Where, I mean, from my conversations with you folks, it doesn't seem like it's based on collateral. It's based more on sales.
It is. It absolutely is. And our loan's based on, it's really not based on financials passing or failing. I noticed that on the return, for example, there's a loss, but we don't lend based off net income. We lend based off of top line sales. So there's a few pieces of information that I got with this call that are really helpful. Before offering you any formal approval, I want to kind of digest this and not keep you on the phone forever. Can I call you back in about 60 to 90 minutes?
Sure. Well,
Is this the best number to reach you at?
Yeah, it is.
Perfect. Give me about 60 to 90 minutes, and I'll call you right back, okay?
Yeah, and just one more thing. You know, I
sure.
To Matthew, I don't know how much he passed on to you guys, but what we do is we manufacture mostly checkout racks. There's racks at the front of the supermarket to hold the magazines, the gum, the mints, candy, all that fun stuff. Retailers will put new merchandisers in their stores no more frequently than once every 3 years.
Okay.
Because the vendors who are on those racks, the gum and candy companies, the magazine companies, pay the retailer for that space for a minimum of 3 years. At the end of 3 years, the retailer can move the racks out and replace them anytime they want. We had booming sales in 2014 because we were doing 6 divisions of Kroger and 2 divisions of Safeway. Well, then Safeway decided instead of doing 3 divisions in 15, they moved them forward to 14. So there was about $5 million of revenue that we were expecting in 15 that got pushed back to 14. So 14 looked phenomenal and 15 dropped. But it's only because Safeway moved 3 programs forward to the previous, an earlier year than anybody was expecting them to do. So that's the explanation, more of an explanation for that big jump from 6 to 14 back down to 5.5.
Gotcha.
And are you 6, 9, and 9? And, it'd been nice and flat, and everybody would have been happy. But because they moved those 3 divisions, it shows a roller coaster in our earnings.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, I think one of the things. Is the loan that you have, is it a combination of both companies, or is it under what company is it under?
It's under Premier Rack.
Under Premier Rack, okay. And so that's the company that has been approved by your bank.
Yeah, Premier Retail is a service company. We have no lending needs whatsoever. To be honest, it's the manufacturing side that needs the capital.
All right, gotcha. All right, and last question for you before I let you go. With your file, we know that a lot of, with the line of credit, a lot of customers are going to work with their local bank, but oftentimes it's not just about the payments, it's not just about the rate, it's often about the money. We have a lot of customers that are coming to me, and they come to our company, not to me, they come to our company and they say, hey, look, our local bank gave us $300,000 or $500,000, but I have a legacy customer that has an $800,000 line from their bank, but that's secured funding, and it's really not what they need. It's a conservative number, and so a lot of customers not just are looking to necessarily refinance, but they're looking for more money. Every bank, every internal bank has a limit, and sometimes more funding is needed. Is that the situation with your business?
Yes, because one thing that we are bidding now on business back east. That's about a $12 million piece of business.
Okay.
The name of the company is All Hold USA. They have 800 supermarkets.
Okay.
There are 2 of us left in the under consideration for the business. Well, if I've got a 12, it could be anywhere between 12 and 13 million, depending on the final rack count. All of a sudden, I've got that business coming that we have to start manufacturing for in July. I will need capital for materials.
How much capital will you be looking for?
I'm sorry?
How much capital will you be looking for? The reason I ask is, a traditional bank is not they're not a problem solver. I have a friend that works at a local bank, and this, it either passes or doesn't, it either works or it doesn't, whereas we look to solve problems, and I think that if you need more capital, we really would like to understand what the next step is, so, and provide a solution that actually helps your business out. So what amount of capital would you be looking for?
That would probably be another $750,000.
So even assuming your local bank refis, then it's going to kind of go back to square one, which, hey, I need some additional capital, and you're kind of back there in a month or two, correct, in July?
Correct.
Okay, so let's kind of see things not from a 3-year perspective, but maybe a 6-month perspective. Let me chew on the information you've given me, work on your file, and then I'll give you a holler in about, say, 90 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Don. You've got my number in case you need to reach me, correct?
Yes, I do.
I appreciate that. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.